Matt Finn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to repeat or emphasize something I said in the first hour. Gotten a lot of interest on this. We talked about in the first hour how Iran has put out a bounty hit on two members of the Trump administration. They're people that I differ with and have criticized, but they're Americans, and we're not going to put up with this. Hired a guy named Shahram Pourzafi, member of the Iran Islamic Revolutionary Guard, to kill Bolton and give him $500,000 and kill Mike Pompeo and give him $1 million. And I reported that FBI undercover agents had met with Shahram Pourzafi, had him on tape and building a case against him, and he got suspicious and he disappeared. But he's at large in the United States. And I want to repeat, because people have shown interest, I've written a novel called Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, Milwaukee Jihad, been published by Speaking Volumes Publishers. It's available, go on Amazon, go anywhere, we buy books. And if you're interested in it, the plot centers around a small group in Congress of legislators who decide to meet and authorize, without real apparent Democratic authority, a woman in the CIA, an agent who's top-notch, to use deadly force against people, even before judicial process, if she thinks it's in the interest of the United States. And that's not the law right now. That's contrary to the principles of democratic society. But if you're interested in the history that I bring up on this station, and if you're interested in thinking of these issues at a deeper level and having a lot of fun doing it, because she's a glamorous CIA agent and shall we say, takes care of business, get Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, Milwaukee Jihad by Matt Flynn. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a good read. Anyway, I am very grateful for those calls that came in. Mary of Madison, boy, that was a heart-wrenching call that you made. You went through an educational system where you were not given exposure to the great people in the culture. And in Florida, this just happened as well. Again, it's wrong. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good morning, Matt. Great show today. A little bit on what Joe was talking about, it seems the Republican Party can't claim they back the blue anymore because Trump and some of these senators effectively worked a gentleman up to go into an FBI office and shoot people. And that's just a sad thing. But I don't want to talk too much about Trump. He's a waste of my breath. I want to thank Joe Biden. In fact, still every morning when I wake up, I thank God that he's president and that other guy's gone. For the climate bill, you have to read the whole thing, but if you do, this climate bill is a wonderful thing for everybody. You have a great weekend, Matt, and thanks for your show. It's just fantastic, and your callers are cool.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, and I want to build on that. A guy goes into the Cincinnati FBI office to kill FBI agents. He'd been posting on Truth Social. His name is Ricky Schiffer. And he had been on January 6th, he'd been one of the insurrectionists. They found that out. He goes in with a nail gun, whatever that is, to shoot FBI agents. They return fire. He flees in the car. The police go after him. They have a shootout. He's hiding in a cornfield shooting folks. And they said surrender, and they tried to do it in non-lethal means, and ultimately they had to shoot him, and he died. Now, I have a challenge, and I'm going to say it right now. Where are Tim Michaels and Ron Johnson on this? Where are Tim Michaels and Ron Johnson, who now are the leaders of the Republican Party in the state, denouncing the attempt to assassinate FBI agents? Where are they? Where is the outrage? Let me tell you what Ron Johnson did. When he was asked, he attacked Joe Biden. I'm not kidding. Attacked Joe Biden. He said Joe Biden wasn't aware of or know in advance about the execution of the search warrant, which was true because he was not. They did not tell anybody. They're not supposed to tell anybody. And here's what Ron Johnson said, quote, either he's lying to us again, This is Biden he's talking about. This is Ron Johnson saying this about Biden. Either he's lying to us again, or he's so detached from things, he shouldn't be president. In other words, he should have been told. And then if Biden had been told, then Ron Johnson would have attacked him for that. Ron Johnson, where is your outrage about the attempted murder of FBI agents in Cincinnati? Where's your outrage against Steve Scalise, the number two guy in the Republican House leadership, who was asked, what about these calls on the internet to murder FBI agents and their families? And Scalise said, well, they were rogue agents. They were rogue agents. This is what Scalise said. They were not rogue agents. They followed a search warrant signed by a federal judge. These were not rogue agents. But when you have a Republican Party that is not willing to say something as simple as, I don't think law enforcement should be murdered. I mean, that's pretty basic, pretty basic. Tim Michaels, where are you? Why haven't you said anything? A guy named Ricky Schiffer, an insurrectionist on January 6th, in Cincinnati, goes to the FBI office to murder FBI agents. They exchange fire. He ultimately dies in a shootout. Where is your unequivocal declaration? Where's the declaration that would have come from Abraham Lincoln? Or would have come from any Republican up till now? Would have come from Tommy Thompson? Would have come from George H.W. Bush? We cannot tolerate the murder of law enforcement. Where is that declaration? You're now the head of the Republican Party. Where is that declaration? Where is it from Ron Johnson? Where is it from Ron Johnson? Ron Johnson is, he attacks Biden and says that he's either lying or detached. And then what he does is Steve Scalise attacks the FBI agents who were attempted to be murdered. He attacks the FBI agents who were attempted to be murdered. You cannot have law enforcement subject to these death threats. This back the blue stuff is all BS in the Republican Party. When push comes to shove, you cannot have assassinations of law enforcement. And yet that is all over the internet right now. And Republicans are countenancing it. Republicans are saying, they're rogue. No, they were not rogue agents. Scalise is a rogue congressman. Johnson's a rogue senator. And Michaels is a rogue nominee. You are rogue unless you can stand up with a spine and say it is wrong. And that is my challenge. When are you going to say it's wrong to kill law enforcement? The lines are alive. I know you're there. Do not hang up. We're going to a quick break. A lot more back after the break, and I'll go right to the lines. Do not hang up. 844-967-2789.